Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is sheer folly for men to think that they can accuse God of being evil, because it has pleased him to create a world which Paul describes as this present evil world. And it is equal folly for men to think that he is not the director of all that occurs in it, or the author of every event which he orchestrates in fulfilling his divine purpose. Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? God does not call upon men to defend his honor, as if it could be in question, but rather demands that they fall at his feet, giving him homage. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. At the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All creation shall tremble before him. It is foolish for men to quibble about the origin of evil as if God is somehow ashamed of its presence. He hates the wicked and his wickedness with a perfect hatred, yet no evil deed has ever occurred outside of the ordained purpose of him who does all things well. The potsherds of the earth cavil and reason among themselves, but they shall all fall down and alike magnify him who makes peace and creates evil. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. The Lord would teach his truth and magnify the glory of his grace to all of his creation in the manifestation of his redemptive work, of that people which he gave to Christ from before the foundation of the world. How marvelous does such a thing appear in the eyes of those whom the Scripture says the angels desire to look into these things. These angelic beings are dumbfounded at the display of such great grace and mercy. Were they not witnesses to the fact that he cast out a number of their multitude from heaven on the account of wickedness? Now they see him sparing no expense to redeem sinners of the human race by taking upon himself the likeness of their sinful flesh and suffering in their room instead. They look on in wonder from afar and cannot quite grasp it all. Yet those who are made the recipients of his mercy and grace among the sons of men are brought to their knees in gratitude as they are made aware of the scope of his love for them in the unfolding of redemption revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, who imputes his righteousness to all of his posterity. The unregenerate man may lament his misfortune in this world, but he yet still identifies himself with it and treasures his existence in it, hoping that he can extend his stay in it by some means. Yet those whom the Lord is pleased to awaken find themselves to be but strangers and sojourners here, and confess that they desire a better country wherein dwelleth righteousness. Thus Paul declares the purpose of God to deliver his people from this present evil world. The world in which we presently dwell is thankfully temporary and is characterized by sin, weakness, and death. It cannot continue as it is because by the very design of God, it is fitted for destruction along with those who delight in it. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The blood of bulls and goats was sufficient to be a pattern of sacrifice for sin in this present evil world. Such patterns and types are suitable for that which is temporary, even as the giving of the law of Moses with all of its pomp and glory is suitable for the religious man. Yet these things are not the substance of that which is eternal. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are figures of the truth, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. The hope of the sons of God hangs upon him who has come into this present evil world in a fleshly body and has fulfilled all of the laws and demands which his Father has seen fit to subject his children to. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.